Thank you, Jungle Jim, for that wonderful musical introduction. Oh man, what a talented man you are over there with your synthesizer, just cranking it out and cracking out that music right and left. Wow, imagine fire in those fingers, just fire in those fingers. Wow, Jungle Jim. Hi, this is Tim Marr. This is Failing. I'm recording this podcast in the basement studio located along the shores of the mighty Seneca River, flowing all the way up to the Great Lake of Ontario. Busy, busy time of year. All kinds of vacationers and boats are out there going all the way up to that Great Lake, making a right and going all through the 1,000 islands. It's got to be 1,000 types of flotation devices on the 1,000 islands, that river flowing north, one of the few rivers that flow north in the continental United States of America or in the world, all the way out the Atlantic Ocean around the world, just like my voice. If you make a left, you're going to find yourself heading right towards Toronto, Canada. We'll drop down there. You're going to get to Buffalo, New York, over the falls, into the river, into the Great Lake Erie, the only lake, Great Lake, that ever has, only lake ever, I believe, that's ever caught on fire. Keep on going into the huge lake of Michigan, then Huron, then Superior, these huge, huge, massive lakes. Of course, you go up north into Canada, there's some really huge bodies of water up there. But these are just, they're not even lakes. They're like, you get out there and they're just huge, just massive bodies of water here, right here in the continental United States or in North America. There's even more way up north. Oh, Jungle Jim, what do you think of that? All that water and all these people out there now enjoying the early summer months. Oh, man. Wonderful time of year, wonderful time. Schools are wrapping up and summer's kicking off and all people are energized. You got the sunscreen out, all kinds of stuff going on. All kinds of stuff going on. Speaking of stuff going on, what a huge news story that former President Donald Trump is facing federal indictment charges, which we've covered before. But what's really amazing to me in our world today is just how the boundaries of reality when it comes to the news have just totally been blown out of the water. You know, there was a time where you had liberal news organizations in the media and you had conservative news organizations in the media, print, electronic, broadcast, the whole deal. And that was fine because they counterbalanced each other. But the way they put their perspectives on there, but the foundational core of the news was honored. The truth and the reality of the news was honored. Now there were editorials that would discuss, you know, what part of that, you know, they would take their sides and they would present their case on their position based on the news of the day or the reoccurring news. But never at no point in time, except in the great propagandas of like Adolf Hitler, was propaganda used in such a way where just where all sense of truth was thrown out and name-calling came in. And the irresponsibility around this name-calling and just fostering of lies. There's no such thing as fake news. That's a conjured up term, fake news. That's a conjured up term. There's truth and there's lying. There's truth and there's lying. And the term fake news is a way to discredit actual news and perpetuate a lie. It's a spin. It's a clever spin created by Donald Trump saying the real news is fake news and they spin it around. And then you go to Fox News, which is just a blatant lie. And the newscasters and the interviewers at Fox News know it's a lie. And they laugh all the way to the bank, but they don't care that it's a lie. And what it's done is the nation's always divided on terms and issues and philosophies and values. That's normal in a democracy. But when that is fostered and fueled through intentional lies and fabricated through incendiary, you know, propaganda and just name calling, and it's lowered to that level for ratings, it's created a fervor. It's created a fire. It's created this, you know, this group that embraces violence and embraces you know, racism and embraces and follows this blind leader and forgets about the fact that every single day they've been put in jeopardy, whether it was through health or whether it was through classified secrets or whatever, but lies, lies, lies. So to have Fox call themselves news, first of all, is a lie. But to be watching, you know, it would be so refreshing if Fox was just a legitimate conservative news organization. And you could watch Fox and you could get a sense of what the conservative, now I consider myself liberal, but I don't have anything against conservatives. I don't agree with them, but I would certainly listen to their point of views if it was actually a factual point of view, Jungle Jim. But when their point of view is being perpetuated and performed as a blatant lie and name-calling and inciting violence, that's not a point of view. And so when Fox News, which is a joke, when Fox News does those things, you know, when you have a split screen with Donald Trump speaking to in a fundraiser in his golf club in New Jersey, a scripted fundraiser in front of a fixed audience, and then you have a split screen with President Joe Biden speaking at a Juneteenth event, and the caption underneath Joe Biden is "wannabe dictator." So a news agency, a supposed news agency, puts in caption underneath "wannabe dictator." And people say, oh, that doesn't mean anything. That means everything, because there's a group, about 34% more than that out there, and that gets them fired up. And that gets them fired enough to take action. And that's the irresponsibility of that type of messaging. The danger, the extreme danger of that type of messaging. When you reference the President of the United States, whether you agree with the President or not, whether you like his philosophies, and you label him on a news organization, you label him in a media outlet that many people consider to be legitimate, even though it's not legitimate. There's nothing legitimate about it. It's just a propaganda machine. There's nothing legitimate about Fox News. Fox is not news. Fox is just pure propaganda for the sake, pure messaging and lying for the sake of making a profit. It's a profit center. It's not a news agency. It's not a news organization. I think at one time it may have been a news organization, but it is no longer a news organization. I wish it was a news organization. I wish I could turn on Fox News and get a conservative perspective, a real conservative perspective without name calling, but just a conservative perspective. A different view, because that's healthy. It's healthy whether you're a Democrat, whether you're a liberal, Democrat, Republican, independent, to get other views, because then you can make a decision. Because not one side is always right. I don't think, but you have to be able to get other views, but real views, real news, things that can be really reacted to. Not name calling, not incitement. Because there is a group out in this country that is just too lazy that would follow this leader over the edge. And they are following this leader over the edge as he sucks their money out of their pockets. As he put this country in danger. And they just blatantly believe this guy. And that message, that story is being validated through an organization called Fox. And they don't care at Fox. As long as they make their money, they don't give a shit. They could care less. Man, these are really dangerous times. The old saying, the pen is mightier than the sword. Well, the microphone is mightier than the pen. And well, social media is as mighty as all of them. So all of these things now, you know, because people who aren't taking the time, people who are manipulated, because I said in the last podcast, Jungle Jim, because they're not taking the time to educate themselves or read or get all these views, so they believe whatever's just thrown at them. They believe the pasta that's thrown at the wall and it sticks. You know, the message is just thrown out there and you hope that it sticks to these people's foreheads because they don't have the time. You know, they're just too lazy and to move forward, so they don't think, so they just believe what's thrown at them. And if it was on TV, it's true. If it's on TV, it's true. If it's on Fox Network, it's new. They're a television network. Of course it's news. Of course it's true. They're not the fake news. They're the real news. So the propaganda news calls the other news fake news. They discredit it. Now everything there is fake. Why is it fake news? Well, I don't know, because they called it fake news. What makes it fake news? Well, the former president called it fake news. You mean the president who lied about having classified documents? Well, no, he didn't lie. Those were planted. You mean the president? Oh, no, the current president is a wannabe dictator. We're not talking about the one who is an actual dictator who tried to weaponize the DOJ, who's saying the DOJ is now weaponized. Everything that he said he was going to do, who wants to come back on a vengeance tour. Oh, but Fox News isn't news. It's not news. Fox News is not news. It's not news, you idiot. You dumbo. You idiot. I hate saying that, but it's true. I watch Fox News. It's not news. Fake news. So you call something fake news, and now that you call it fake news, oh, look at that, I had an earthquake. Now that you call it fake news, it makes all the other news an unfake news. It's real news, because this is all fake news. Why is it fake news? Show me the proof that the news is not accurate.
Well, it's fake news because it's fake news. Well, I don't have time, but you know it's fake news. It just is. It is.
That's the kind of reasoning it is. It is. And it was said here. It must be true. Whenever somebody says it must be true because they said it, that is like the biggest red flag you can ever have. When somebody says to you, they're making an argument or they're following the leader over the cliff, whatever, they're following the leader, following wherever he goes, and they say it must be true because they said it. What they are saying is, I will believe whatever they say. I will believe whatever they say. I will go to Vietnam because they said it. I will do this because they said it. They said it. That means it's true. That is really dangerous. That is really dangerous. That type of laziness and ignorance, not to question the message. You know, whether you're listening or reading, God help us if people still read, a liberal media, you still question it. You don't question, you shouldn't have to question the facts in the news. You shouldn't have to question the facts, and you shouldn't have to question the motive. But you can question the position. You can question the positioning they're taking, if it's actual. But when you have one people calling the other fake news, and the other one is perpetuating name-calling a president on air, a wannabe dictator. Caption, wannabe, I don't believe that. Wannabe dictator. Jungle Jim, can you believe that? That is just dangerous, because now there are people out there.
Biden's a wannabe dictator. Go Brandon.
Why? Biden is a wannabe dictator. He's a dictator. So he's going to be, it's not going to be wannabe. He is the dictator. But the person who wants to be the dictator is the person to call him the wannabe dictator. But what happens is the spin happens so quickly that people don't realize that what they're saying is what they're supporting. What they're accusing is what they're supporting. Manipulation 101. Because if your mind isn't thinking that way, if your mind is just accepting everything they say is true, there is no fake news. There's only lies. There's only manipulation. Scary times. Scarier than having a gun pointed at you. Scarier than having, because this is the stuff that motivates the violence. This is the stuff that gets in people's heads and justifies in their minds their actions. This type of rhetoric, this rotten, ripe rhetoric, rotten to the core rhetoric, motivates individuals to act for act to commit acts of violence. That's what this rhetoric does. That's what this rhetoric does. Motivates individuals to commit acts of violence. But then nobody takes responsibility for those acts of violence. Oh, wait a minute, you know, I can't help it. I can't help it if they did that. My followers, of course they do, because you jack them up, you rev them up. You know the demographic of your followers. You know who they are. You know what they're not doing. They're just blatantly believing you and everything that comes out of your every other word lie that comes out of your mouth. And now the megaphone of Fox, which is not news. Fox is not news. But the Fox network then accentuates that and reinforces that. Just reinforces that. It's unbelievable. It's inconscionable. It's unforgivable. And it's divided this place, this country, in a way where people do blindly believe this stuff, crazy as it may be. Shame on them. Shame on them all, Jungle Jim. I hear you, Jungle Jim. This is Tim Marr. Boy, that felt good to get that out of my system. Ooh, I had to purge, baby, purge. This is failing up. Bye-bye.